You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Connecticut residents can anticipate higher water rates. Power has been restored to thousands of residents since Wednesday's storm, but there's still a lot more to be done. The Hamptons will host a fundraiser for President Biden this weekend, and how a New York landfill is attempting to contain methane emissions. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily paused enforcement of the Environmental Protection Agency's Good Neighbor provision of the Clean Air Act. It would have implemented a plan to limit cross-state ozone pollution into states like Connecticut. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The Good Neighbor provision is a rule from the EPA with the goal to curb harmful emissions. The rule would require states to address interstate transport of air pollution, which can impact air quality of downwind states. The provision impacts states like Connecticut. Several counties, including Fairfield County, received a failing grade for its air ozone levels from the American Lung Association. Attorney General William Tong calls the ruling a disappointing decision and serious setback for Connecticut's air quality and public health. The Supreme Court decision is a temporary pause on enforcement of the Good Neighbor provision while a suit challenging the rule makes its way through federal court. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
The Connecticut Water Company is set to raise their annual revenue by more than $6 million, meaning increases in water rates for customers in the state. WSHU's Ada Uzenlar has more.
The State Public Utility Regulatory Authority rejected Connecticut Water's initial annual revenue increase of almost $22 million after a nearly year-long investigative process. While PURA softened that increase, the water company is still projected to have $125 million of annual revenue in the next fiscal year. For Connecticut Water customers, that could mean around a 5% increase in their water bills starting at the beginning of the month. The decision also approved an adjustment to the previous water assistance program, where the discount for low-income customers used to be a flat 15%. It's now a tiered system that makes sure customers won't pay more than 2% of their annual income in water bills. Ada Uzenlar, WSHU News.
Power has been restored for thousands of Connecticut Eversource customers, but there's still a lot of work to be done. President of Electric Operations, Steve Sullivan, says Wednesday's storms did extensive damage in the state.
I can tell just looking at the locations and looking at the numbers, it'll be multi-day, so we're probably into the weekend for the last customers.
Outage maps are available for Eversource and United Illuminating customers on their websites. A landfill in upstate New York is trying something new to contain methane emissions. More on that is ahead. First, a message from our supporter.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast, with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group, HartfordHealthcare.org.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will attend a fundraiser in the Hamptons tomorrow. The reception is planned for East Hampton Village, hosted by hedge fund manager Barry Rosenstein. Tickets ranged from $3,300 to $250,000. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont will replant the trees he cut down at his Greenwich home. The local inland wetlands agency ordered him to replant the 180 trees and thousands of bushes removed from his property last year. Lamont has said the trees were cut down because they were dead. His lawyer told the Associated Press that the tree cutting was due to a miscommunication with his landscaper. Three people face burglary charges after two of them were seen coming from a guarded building at the former Dowling College campus on Long Island. A security guard called 911 after seeing the gate open to the Oakdale campus. Police discovered a bag of tools inside the building, including two electronic saws, a hammer, and screwdriver. More than $2.5 million in SNAP benefits have been stolen from Connecticut residents this year, according to the State Department of Social Services. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal wants Congress to remove the cap on reimbursements for families whose benefits are stolen.
These con artists literally are taking food out of the mouths of babies, and those families need reimbursement, but the program for reimbursing them expires on September 30th of this year.
Blumenthal says scammers are stealing information off EBT cards when they're scanned at the grocery store. The Department of Social Services will never call EBT card users for their card PIN number. Landfills are a leading source of methane emissions in the United States, exacerbating climate change. To manage those emissions, many facilities, including Brookhaven Landfill on Long Island, capture and burn them off, which is better than releasing methane, but still has problems. Rebecca Rettelmeyer visited a landfill in upstate New York where they're trying something new.
Walking around the entrance to the Steuben County Landfill in the town of Bath, it doesn't look like what you'd expect. Birds fly overhead and grassy hills bristle peacefully in the wind. This part of the landfill no longer receives waste, so it's kind of bucolic. Just below the surface, however, it's teeming with activity. Waste is decomposing, breaking down and creating methane, one of the most potent greenhouse gases. To avoid releasing that gas into the atmosphere, the county previously installed a series of underground pipes to capture the landfill's emissions. In recent years, they burned all that gas to turn it into carbon dioxide. That makes it less harmful than methane, but still damaging and pretty useless. So Steuben County was looking for a better approach, and they say they found it in a technology developed in France.
It's a big day today. I'm personally overly excited.
Tanguy Largeau is with the French company Waga Energy. He addresses a crowd of county officials and journalists gathered at the landfill recently. He's unveiling the new facility called a Waga Box. It separates methane from other landfill emissions to create so-called renewable natural gas, which can replace fossil fuels. The facility is predicted to produce enough energy to power 4,000 homes a year, saving thousands of tons of carbon dioxide emissions.
We are helping communities to produce a local natural gas, which is making the community more resilient.
The company has other facilities in Europe and Canada. This is their first one in the United States. Inside the noisy machine, gleaming metal pipes filter and process the gas. Waga has paid for the project. The company makes money by selling the gas it generates to the local utility. If the machine produces enough gas, the county also receives a share of the profits. County Manager Jack Wheeler is celebrating the investment.
Here we are, and it is already producing renewable natural gas at rates that exceeded our projections and our expectations.
Waga's promotional materials say they're turning pollutants into profits. It's a win-win-win, right? Well, critics like Josh Berman, a staff attorney with the Sierra Club, say that profit potential could actually be a problem.
Landfill gas is a little bit tricky because when you're commodifying the gas that comes out of it, you're actually creating an incentive to produce more gas from the landfill.
In other words, if you're making money from landfill emissions, you don't have an incentive to reduce the waste that creates those emissions. There are two other concerns environmentalists I spoke with have with this kind of project. One is that they expand fossil fuel infrastructure, even as the state has committed to reducing its reliance on that system.
Once you've got the pipeline, it makes other fossil natural gas or fossil gas systems more likely and more profitable.
That's Peter Lehner with the environmental law group Earth Justice. Essentially, he says pipelines built for these projects can actually extend the life of the fossil gas system too. In fact, in Steuben County, Corning Natural Gas expanded a pipeline to connect to Waga's project. The other concern is that there are more environmentally friendly ways to turn landfill emissions into energy, with no risk of spills as gas is piped around the country. That includes turning it into electricity on site or using the gas locally to fuel landfill operations. Here's Lehner again.
This may be a good way to clean up pollution, but not as a very good way to generate clean energy.
Until 2019, a different company did turn Steuben County's landfill emissions into electricity on site. But officials say it stopped being profitable, so they looked for another solution. The federal government gives some incentives for companies making gas out of waste emissions, so it's become more economical. In the end, the county says WAGA's proposal was the most attractive. This is a reality many municipal landfills face right now. There's trash breaking down, creating polluting methane gas that needs to be captured to prevent more climate warming. The WAGA box may not be a perfect solution, but most agree it's better than just burning off the methane. Already, the company has been in touch with neighboring Chemung County with a proposal to build another facility in New York. In Ithaca, I'm Rebecca Rettelmeyer for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio, stream online at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And as always, if you have any thoughts or story ideas you want to share with us, please feel free to reach out. The best way to do that is by email, and it's news@WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.